Since that time, churches have been established in Vancouver, Seattle, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Hayward, and most recently Bermuda. Tap does not cling to one religious tradition. His insights originate from personal spiritual experiences, which enabled him to understand the essence in all world religions. Like all true mystics, Tap is interdenominational. Tap teaches spiritual development, which in truth begins in...
You may have been forced to do something when you were a child, and that forced a pattern into your subconscious mind that you still react out of. The Catholic saying, if you bring the children at age 5 to 7, we'll program them for life, because that's a very powerful time of programming within the consciousness of the child. Hitler misused this during the Second World War. And lose your experiences by losing your mind, someone driving you out of your mind, not agreeing with the things that were programmed in there. So mental energy gets down into emotional form, that has movement, into subtle abstract forms and images. And within the images, abstract forms, and the banks of knowledge and descriptions in the subconscious patterns, mind holds all things in form. So we're built in the image of God. We're built in the mental form, the mental image of God. He's made an image in his mind of human beings. And so we live out the image. But we're spirits. We don't have any image.
But with the habit patterns and the conditioned responses residing in our mind.
Like the seed of the mind.
All right. Mm-hmm. You have to break those?
You have to break the chains that bind your legs. If you had shackles and balls hanging from your legs, and every time you went to move, you'd have to drag those along. Then you couldn't move very quickly. You couldn't run 100 meters very fast.
If I'm able to break them, where do I end up then?
You end up in self-determination, self-mastery, self-realization, ability to control your destiny. You're no longer subject to fate. You now are the master of yourself. You go where you want to go, do what you want to do, be what you want to be. And you can open up spiritual powers, mystical powers, which I chose to manifest and work with. You can work in other areas of consciousness.
So you're working towards enlightenment.
Working towards freedom.
Is that another word for enlightenment? You accept the word enlightenment.
Yes, I definitely accept the word enlightenment. Enlightenment means pure consciousness. You're purely conscious.
If we talk about an end goal, would that be the end goal in this development?
No, that would not be the end goal. Dominating, which some think that is in heavy discipline. firm and stern means when you give your word, that's your word.
Commitment.
Right. You make a commitment. You make dedication. You are exacting in what you say. You don't say one thing and mean something else. No hidden meaning. Open and direct. And so that firm and stern is open and direct. Then loving and joyful is with the flow. It's to get along and to be loving and to be accepted and to flow with others and to have that unity of constant flow. But in order to get an automobile that is out of gasoline moving, you have to be very firm and stern to push it. But once you get it going, then you can be kind of loving and joyful pushing it along, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you get it where it's going, then you just transcend it. You see, that's spiritual indifference at the end. You just let it go and let God, and you're free to be able to witness it, experience it, and be transcended to it, all in the full consciousness.
So when you're saying, be here now, and you've transcended it, do you draw on the universal mind to respond to questions?
I asked the Holy Spirit, that's my guide. I ask for words of wisdom. I ask for words of knowledge. Words of knowledge tell me what is going on. Words of wisdom tell me how to work with that, how it works.
Okay. Let's take a break. Stand by.
Listen.
You're tuned to the Quest Line on CJOR. Our guest tonight is Pat, the founder of the Church of Revelation. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, please do so. You can phone 731-9192.
Yes.
Tonight is Pat, mystic. Can I call you Master Pat?
Well, I think that gets misunderstood if you call someone Master. I'm indeed a master, but I master the rainbow. I master conscious levels, awareness. I don't master people. So a lot of times when people think of master, they think of somebody that's over them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all masters, and I walk the master's path. There are two types of paths. One's called the master's path, one's called the follower's path. One is salvation, where you are letting someone save you and go along with them. And the other is the path of perfection, where you are striving for perfection to raise the human consciousness, to raise the spirit consciousness upon the planet. Christ was on the path of perfection, but his followers are on the path of salvation. See? But those then go into the work of Christ and go on the path of perfection.
Earlier in the conversation, you said, you written that Mary told Jesus he was Son of God. Expand on that. Do you believe Jesus Christ was the Son of God?
I believe that, yes. I believe that you're the Son of God, too. I believe that we're all sons and daughters of God. There's only one parent of us all. And so if we look at the ultimate reality, then we can satisfy that question. But if we look at an objective reality of one human being named Jesus of Nazareth and do not see that he was all being as we are all being, then we get separation. And that's called sin, or that's separation.
You don't accept that he was the Messiah?
I believe that he was the Messiah. I believe that he answered over 280 some prophecies in the Bible and filled the promises of a long lineage of Jewish manifestation, came in answer to that. I believe that he came directly from the Godhead, directly from God, which is beyond all heaven and all, and was conscious.
He was a conscious being.
He was a conscious being.
Enlightened being. You say that your guidance comes from the Holy Spirit. Would Jesus' guidance have come from the Holy Spirit during his incarnation?
Well, we're using words here strictly to get across to the people. But there is, in each religious structure, an awareness of one God. Now, they have different names, different ways of coming to that awareness. And it isn't our primary purpose to teach you anything about God, because you can't be taught about God. The only thing you can do is have techniques that give you a direct perception of that. If I give you the addition tables and subtraction tables and multiplying and dividing tables, now you have some system to be acquainted with mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So if I give you the rainbow bridge and I give you some breathing techniques and I give you some chanting abilities, that gives you tools to put together to have the end result of a God-conscious state. But if you do vain chanting or you do imaginary visualizations instead of being, then you have a lot of separation and not unity. And a lot of people are practicing objectively instead of subjectively. And so we've structured a form that moves through 9 months called our nine-month experience. You're probably acquainted with it, that we teach in all of these seven schools that we have. And that takes the individual step by step through a process. We try to give them a touch of this in individual classes. But unless you're under a study discipline, you never become a good doctor, lawyer, a good talk show host or anything. Unless you stay at it and you have a repetition with it, with a meaning and a consciousness and a goal behind it. And so practices, any kind of practices are foolish unless you have true meaning behind them.
Let me take you back. You said we were all sons of God when I posed the question, do you believe that Jesus was the Son of God?
Yes.
You said,
I believe there's only one Son of God. That's all the creation in action.
All of us.
That's all creation.
All creation. And then I asked you whether you thought Jesus was the Messiah. You said yes. Mm-hmm. Are we all the Messiah?
Well, we are all part of each other. So naturally, we would be part of that as we attach to that body. There's the body of the Christ. There's the body of Buddhism. There's the body of Hinduism. The body of the Tao. There's the body of all of these different bodies. And then there's the body of humanity that all those bodies are in. You see, and then all that body is in a greater body and a greater, until we're in the one in whom we all live and move and have our being. And so we can say that one has one. And we're now looking from a different point of view than me, a personality. I'm the Pharaoh and I'm going to be the one. I'll be God and all the rest of you worship me. That's not the way it works, see. We all respect God in each other. We all become aware that the tree is as much importance to creation as we are, the wind or the stars out there, or the thoughts we have, or the sweeping of the floor, or the loving of a mate, career move, all is part of God consciousness. And so if we can come to a God conscious state to where we realize how this is all one, we don't act alone and we begin to have greater power. We take a quantum leap in consciousness, and we're now operating from a different point of view.
Rajneesh says he's the Messiah.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of people say they're the Messiah. But you must look at this also. Look at what is happening. You have many different cults and gurus and teachers, and they take the students away from everybody else, and they put them in a body. So the students think they're in a greater body because they are. They are with the other body of believers.
Right? Supporting their beliefs.
Right, supporting their beliefs. And there's a phenomena happens. Everybody thinks that everybody thinks like they think. You know that one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that you thought that all the time. Or I thought you already knew that. See, we always assume that everybody has all access, which we do, but not everybody takes all access. We take it by our limitations that we put on ourselves, the rings that we put around ourselves that say, I can't go any further than this. This is all I can do physically. I can't take any more emotionally. I can't take any more mentally. Well, if you have an infinite mind, anything that happens is not going to be of much significance if it's just pertaining to some thing here on planet Earth compared to infinity. Now you're looking from a different point of view.
So what we're doing is we are putting in our own limitations. We're limiting our own ability.
Right.
So we all have access to universal wisdom, for instance.
Where does Henry Ford get the ideas for the automobile? Where did Edison get for the phone, electricity? Where does our inventors get their creative idea out of the pool of consciousness, out of the play of consciousness of over 40 trillion separate bits of information interplaying here on planet Earth?
So it's an unfolding to our possibilities, which are already there.
We have all possibility, but we must open to all possibility.
I'm going to take a break. Stand by, please. You're tuned to the Questline on CJOR. Our guest tonight is Tat, and he's the founder of the Church of Revelation. We'll be back in 2 minutes. The number to call is 731-9192. CJOR, our guest tonight is Tat, founder of the Church of Revelation, and we're talking about a oneness with God. We'll go to the phone lines. Margo, go ahead to Tat.
I would like to know, what is a
peace? Can you start over again, Margo?
I would like to know, what does he think or reincarnation?
First of all, I don't think I stopped that many years ago. It's a waste of time.
Oh.
Reincarnation means to be embodied again.
Yes.
Like tomatoes come back out of the seeds, they have another tomato plant comes out of the seed.
Yes.
And so out of the seeds of humanity, other bodies are incarnating, and the spirit of humanity is within those bodies. You have an individualized spirit that incarnates in different forms. You are now in human form. You were there in God before the world was, and you are moving through creation, and you'll return to God. So you'll take many forms during that trip. Some have a belief in reincarnation. I often wonder, a lot of people want Christ to return, but they don't believe in reincarnating. I don't know how he's going to come back without getting back in a body so that the people can relate to him and see him, because he's already here in spiritual form. So reincarnating cycles is a law of nature, but we're here to break that law. We've already broken the law of reincarnating cycles, so we don't have to be on the wheel of life and death. We can be transcended to the two.
Thank you for your call, Margo.
Hi.
Heather, go ahead.
Oh, hello. I was wondering, I was at the church the other night.
Yes.
And I found the talk very good. I enjoyed it. But I was wondering if there is some sort of protection practices or something that need to go on. I know my husband was being involved with something.
Protection in what?
Protection as far as when you get involved with spiritual things or in different sort of areas, so that you are not being affected by negative forces that may arise.
The only protection that we have is God.